It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, celebrating birthdays is fun and all, but what about the part where the person breathes all over the cake while they're blowing out the candles, and then we slice the cake up and serve it to everyone? Seems a little weird if you start thinking about germs. We'll talk about that and other food rules and habits with the authors of the new book, Did You Just Eat That? First, the Baraboo School District is investigating a photo showing a large group of male students giving an apparent Nazi salute. The image was posted on Twitter by a New York City journalist Sunday evening, quickly went viral, even getting international reactions. School officials, community members, and state and international Jewish groups have condemned the behavior. Baraboo police say they're looking into the matter, and Governor-elect and outgoing state superintendent of public schools, Tony Evers, denounced the photo and said he'd be in contact with school leaders. Bridget Bowden is the special projects reporter at Wisconsin Public Radio. Bridget, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
Well, for those who haven't seen the photo online yet, can you describe it for us?
Sure. So the photo was taken at the courthouse in Baraboo. You can see the steps like right outside the courthouse, and there's an entire class of male students standing on the steps, and they're all dressed in their prom attire, so their tuxes and their bow ties. And most of them are giving a gesture which many think is a Nazi salute.
And this picture was taken, you said prom, back in the spring. It just kind of surfaced publicly over the weekend.
Exactly. So it was from prom of last year. It's believed to be the junior prom. But this just surfaced two nights ago.
Can you talk about, I touched on the reaction there. Can you talk about the kind of reaction this has gotten since it was publicized online?
Right. So you said that it's gone viral, and I think that that's true. It's been all over the place. Local news, national news, international news. I've seen the photo everywhere on Twitter. You know, a lot of people are very critical of the photo. Obviously, it's a gesture that is extremely offensive. And so there's been a lot of criticism towards both the students, the school district, and the town itself.
WISN-TV in Milwaukee talked with a person who took the picture. His name is Pete Gusta. Here's some of what he said happened.
The last picture that we did, I'd said to them, okay, boys, you're going to say goodbye to your parents, so wave. And I put my hand up. I said, now you're looking towards me, wave, say goodbye. And they go, well, what do you mean by that? I said, well, stick your hand up in a high five and wave. And that was it.
So some people have looked at this, at the picture, and are, I think, trying to explain it as something other than the Sieg Heil salute. We can't know, of course, what's in the heads of a whole bunch of teenage boys in this situation. But can you talk about, I guess, the argument over how to interpret the picture?
Sure. So obviously we just heard the photographer saying that he was asking the boys to wave. We've also heard people from the community saying that they're doing a cheer. That's common at the Baraboo football games. But then we've also heard anecdotally people saying that this was definitely a Nazi salute.
We're talking about an image from Baraboo High School students apparently engaged in a Nazi salute. Bridget Bowden is special projects reporter at Wisconsin Public Radio. We've heard police are involved in investigating this. I don't think there's any thought that there's criminal activity. Do we know anything about why the police would be involved here?
So the school district is investigating the incident, and the police department is assisting in that investigation.
Okay.
I don't know anything further than that about who they're investigating or what the outcomes of that might be.
And you, Bridget, covered a community event. Was this just yesterday?
It was yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, talk about that.
So a few members of the community organized sort of a rally to show that they don't support the gestures that is made in the photo. And they actually gathered on those same courthouse steps and took another photo, and they made a heart with their hands, sort of a different gesture. And they took a photo in response to the original photo.
And what was the message they said they were trying to send in response?
Yeah, so the people I talked to said that they wanted to show that they don't stand for any messages of hate. They wanted to show and spread messages of love instead.
And you mentioned the school district is investigating. I understand the Baraboo School Board had a meeting last night. Do we know anything about what came out of that?
Right. So the Baraboo School District did have a school board had a meeting last night, which I did not attend. But we've seen reports that people were highly critical of the photo and had questions about how it happened and why it's taken so long to be published, and then what's being done. So people definitely had a lot of questions.
And anecdotally in reporting, people have been talking about whether they see race and racism as an issue in that school district and others. Have you followed that part of the conversation?
Yeah, we've talked to some alumni who have mentioned that they do think that that's a problem. I also want to bring up there was an incident in 2012 at Baraboo High School where as a memorial to a student who had died in a car crash, students drove cars around the school that had Confederate flags flying from the cars. So that was in 2012. Obviously, it would be different students now, but it's something that has come up in the school district in the past.
Now, this is the salute, obviously associated with Nazis and Hitler's Germany. Jewish groups around the state and around the world condemning this. We see reports of an increase. This coincidentally, reports came out about an increase in hate crimes in the United States last year. In some ways, it's not surprising that this went so viral, given the context it happened in.
True. I mean, it was just a couple weeks ago, the shooting at the synagogue in Pittsburgh. So it's something that's on the top of people's minds. And no, it's not surprising that this image has gone viral.
So what are you watching for next in this story?
Sure. So there is the investigation that the school district and the police department are conducting. So we're awaiting the results of that investigation. We're also looking into if the district has had any other instances of discrimination like this in the past and what's been reported and that kind of thing.
Bridget, thanks for bringing us up to date.
Thanks for having me.
Bridget Bowden is a special projects reporter at Wisconsin Public Radio. We talked to her about the photo of students from Baraboo High School apparently giving the Nazi salute before a prom last spring.